SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Na procura pelo brasileiro foragido e acusado de tráfico de cocaína na Austrália, Johnny Fernandes da Silva, a polícia de New South Wales divulgou novas imagens ligadas à operação que resultou na morte de outro brasileiro na cidade de Newcastle em 2022. O mergulhador Bruno Borges Martins, então com 31 anos, foi encontrado no mar, no porto de Newcastle. À sua volta, pacotes com 54 quilos de cocaína boiando na água. Moradores e depois paramédicos tentaram ressuscitá-lo, mas ele morreu no local. Até o momento, dois homens foram acusados e esperam julgamento. Mas a polícia continua à procura do segundo mergulhador, o brasileiro foragido Johnny Fernandes da Silva, de 32 anos. A polícia revelou novas imagens ligadas à operação no mês em que o caso completa exatos 2 anos. Um caminhão com a placa NSW-DA81PP foi visto pela última vez viajando em direção ao sul, na rodovia M4 em Pennant Hills, Sydney, por volta das 6:30 PM do dia 8 de maio de 2022. Os detetives também estão apelando por informações sobre uma Toyota Van Townace com a placa NSW-WNY-439, que foi vista ao lado do caminhão. Um apelo para Johnny se entregar foi feito aqui na SBS em português, em uma entrevista que eu fiz com o investigador-chefe na época, o detetive da Divisão do Crime Organizado de Sydney, Andrea Panoso.
Thank you, Luciana. We're after any information from the community as to his whereabouts. We believe that Johnny remains in Australia and has definitely been in contact with his father. And his father and us, the police, are concerned about his welfare. So any assistance that the community can provide to us would be greatly appreciated. We know that he's been in contact with his father, yes.
Is his father in Brazil?
Yes, his father is in Brazil.
How would you describe Mr. Fernandes today, physically and also, is he a dangerous man?
I'd describe Johnny as about 185 centimeters tall. He's athletic and built. He has dark skin and we believe he has a beard, although we also suspect that he may well have changed his appearance in recent times, considering that he is aware that we do want to speak to Johnny.
Where could he be in Australia? Near Newcastle, in New South Wales, or anywhere?
Our last known place was Sydney in Australia. We have no definitive location, but that was the last place we knew that Johnny was, in Sydney.
Do you believe that Johnny Fernandes was living here, living in Australia, or he came here as part of this operation?
We know that Johnny and Bruno came here for a specific purpose. They had not lived here prior to coming here.
And in case his family and friends in Brazil listen to this interview, would you encourage them to reach out?
Most definitely. We are aware that there's been significant media coverage in Brazil. We are aware that family have been in contact, and we would definitely encourage family and friends to make contact with us, to assist us in have Johnny reach out to the police. We also would like Johnny to reach out to the Brazilian consulate if he felt more comfortable in doing that.
Huge number of international students. If we see him, Johnny Fernandes, what should we do if someone sees him?
If someone sees him, we would encourage them to contact the police and contact us by Crime Stoppers or direct and report the sighting of Johnny. We're very happy for that to occur.
You have a long experienced career in discovering and dismantling international traffic rings. How do you see this operation? Is it a big international cocaine traffic operation? How big this is?
I would describe this as a sophisticated operation, an operation that involved the importation of 108 kilos of cocaine, only 54 kilos of which we've seized at this stage. The cocaine operation appears to have stretched from Argentina through to the Indo-Pacific region and into Australia. Certainly has significant tentacles. I can say that the two divers were both Brazilian nationals. So you can see that it is a significant operation.
As we come to the end of the interview, are you in contact with the Brazilian Federal Police and or Interpol? As you mentioned, it's an international operation.
We've been in contact with a number of international law enforcement agencies, including the Brazilians, and the Argentinians and the Indonesians and Interpol and the Australian Federal Police.
As you mentioned, it's 108 kilos of cocaine that was part of this. You recovered 54 kilos. Where is the rest?
Well, that our inquiries are continuing in relation to determining where that 54 out of the kilos of cocaine is. The importation related to 108 kilos. 54 kilos were seized. And there are 54 kilos outstanding.
That may have entered the Australian market.
Correct, yes.
Você ouviu aí o detetive Andrea Panoso em entrevista à SBS em português um mês após o desaparecimento de Johnny da Silva, ainda em junho de 2022. Ecoando o que o seu colega falou há 2 anos, o comandante atual do Esquadrão de Crime Organizado, detetive superintendente Peter Falks, disse que a busca por Johnny Fernandes é importante para a família dele. Abre aspas, no final das contas, trata-se de dar uma resposta à família, que se pergunta para onde foi seu ente querido. Peço a todos que tenham informações que falem conosco, para que os familiares de Johnny da Silva não tenham de passar mais um ano a se perguntarem o que aconteceu com ele. Para ver imagens dos veículos descritos nessa reportagem, acesse o artigo que acompanha esse podcast na nossa página sbs.com.au/português. As investigações da polícia de New South Wales continuam.